Blog Talk Radio.
I'm only in my 60s. I've got a nice long life ahead. Big plans. So when I found out Medicare doesn't pay all my medical expenses, I looked at my options. Then I got a Medicare supplement insurance plan.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you may know it only covers about 80% of your Part B medical expenses. The rest is up to you. Call now and find out about an AARP Medicare Supplement Insurance Plan insured by United Healthcare Insurance Company. Like all standardized Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans, it helps pick up some of what Medicare doesn't pay and could save you in out-of-pocket medical costs.
To me, relationships matter. I've been with my doctor for 12 years. Now I know I'll be able to stick with him.
With these types of plans, you'll be able to visit any doctor or hospital that accepts Medicare patients. Plus, there are no networks and virtually no referrals needed. So don't wait. Call now and request this free decision guide to help you better understand Medicare and which AARP Medicare supplement plan might be best for you. There's a wide range to choose from.
We love to travel, and there's so much more to see. So we found a plan that can travel with us anywhere in the country.
Join the millions of people who have already enrolled in the only Medicare supplement insurance plans endorsed by AARP, an organization serving the needs of people 50 and over for generations. Remember, all Medicare supplement insurance plans help cover what Medicare doesn't pay and could save you in out-of-pocket medical costs. Call now to request your free decision guide and learn more about the kinds of plans that will be here for you now and down the road.
I have a lifetime of experience, so I know how important that is.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jeff.
My right mind.
feel too late. Lose my faith, I lose my life. I've been lost, I'm feeling lonely. Tell them they can't hold me. Looking in the mirror like, when you fight, you stay.
Can you fight for me? When I don't know what I believe. Why does everybody leave? Show me what it's like to dream.
Hey, so you the best, hey, say it with your chest, hey, yeah, yeah, wave them high, tie to tie. Let them know we gon' rise, we gon' shine. Hey, honey, you the fight for me, hey, I know you're my therapy.
Good evening, good evening, y'all. Welcome. This is a product of WBNN. This is Jen's segment, and I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. We are on air live from Lagos. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And I hope you are relaxed, you had an amazing day, because you are in for a treat. I have a phenomenal co-star with me tonight, and him and I will be rocking out. But before we get started, I'm going to tell you about the themes for tonight's show. Our first theme we're going to dive into is the power of overcoming. Then the second theme is the power of not settling for limitations or in life. Now, let me welcome my firecracker guest tonight, Dedrick L. Moon. He is a passionate individual with multiple roles and a heart for making a difference. As a devoted husband and proud girl dad, he finds joy in his family and embraces the responsibilities that come with these cherished roles. Dedrick's journey as an author, philanthropist, humanitarian, book reviewer, international motivational speaker, and Toastmaster has allowed him to touch lives around the globe. Driven by his desire to see others thrive, Dedrick has made it his life's mission to create a positive and enjoyable impact wherever he is given the opportunity. His presence has been recognized on television and various platforms, showcasing his expertise and inspiring others through his words and actions. So without further ado, put your hands together, the man of the hour, sitting in with your girl, Gems. Genesis Amaris Kemp, the hostess with the mostest, Dedrick L. Moon. Come on down. The price is hot.
Hey, Genesis, thank you for that kind introduction. But before we begin, let me just say I can walk on ice but not on water. So thank you so much for that overwhelming introduction.
My pleasure, Dedrick. And, you know, tonight you and I are going to be rocking out. We're talking about the power of overcoming, and you and I both have overcome some challenges in life where some people may have crumbled with those challenges, but God allowed them to happen to us so we could push through them and be resilient despite how it came at us. And the reason why I said that is because you heard the lyrics of the song that we just heard, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I need you to fight for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to think how God has fought for you through the challenges that you have overcame. And the reason why I phrase it that way is because you have a powerful testimony, but you wouldn't have had the testimony if you weren't tested. So can you give us some purview into your background tonight so the audience could connect the dots?
Yes. So the one that I get that I like to share the most is my battle and struggle with mental health, especially considering that Mental Health Month just concluded. So in about 2014, I had what a lot of people would call a nervous breakdown. And when I had the nervous breakdown, I had a very severe panic attack. And everyone thought that it was a heart attack. I thought it was a heart attack or at least a stroke. And I had already been diagnosed with anxiety prior to having that nervous breakdown or whatever. And immediately after having it and developing, having that panic attack, I ended up being assessed with having generalized anxiety disorder. And this was foreign territory to me, particularly given that my mom is a mental health professional, and I'm pretty adept at knowing how mental health works, obviously being so close to my mom being a mental health professional. So one of the symptoms that I developed in it was I developed a speech impediment. And that was foreign territory to me as well, because I was never someone that struggled with my words or anything to that effect. And prior to that, I was actually the voice of a community, the voice of an agency and everything. And working for the federal government, I often had to go out to different agencies and things to speak towards the different initiatives that we were launching in different field offices and things of that sort. But now, after developing this generalized anxiety disorder and a speech impediment, I lost my confidence and I lost myself. And I also developed agoraphobia and being afraid to be around different crowds of people and things of that nature. And I stuck within myself. And in thinking within myself, I began to, you know, eschew friends and family and everything and push everyone away. And I did so largely because I didn't want people to see me at a diminished state. I felt ashamed of who I had become and everything. And I could count on one hand the amount of people that knew what was going on with me at that time or whatever, when I was first struggling with these mental health issues or whatnot. So as the time went on and weeks and years went on, I begged God over and over again to take this thorn away from me, because I didn't want it. I didn't ask for this or anything to that effect. And here it is, nine, almost 10 years later, and now I'm grasping exactly why he gave it to me and why he didn't take the thorn away from me. The Bible says that my grace is sufficient for you. And each time I ask God to take it away from me, he kept telling me the same thing. My grace is sufficient for you. And what he was trying to tell me at that time is, you are strong enough to be able to handle it. You are strong enough to be able to handle it. Over again. And he was telling me during that time, too, like Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land, I'm going to do the same thing for you, and I'm going to put my words into your mouth so that you'll know things to say when you're speaking to others or whatever, particularly those who are struggling with mental health disorders and whatnot. So eventually, as time went on, I realized, you know what? As I sat back and I found and rediscovered my voice again, I started to discover how many people are in the same position who struggle with mental health disorders and whatnot, and that they actually see me as a sign of encouragement and hope and everything, because even though I still struggle with them, I'm able to overcome them and look past them, and I've learned how to better manage it, pass a month with each passing year and things of that nature. And I've gotten so adept at controlling it that people don't believe me when I tell them that, hey, I have a speech impediment. If you let me talk long enough, you'll catch it or you'll hear it or whatever. But I've learned how to control my breathing, and I've learned how to survive with that thorn in my flesh. And because I've learned how to survive with that thorn in my flesh, God is able to use me as a symbolism of hope, more or less, for others who are struggling with mental health disorders. Now, granted, I don't have an S on my chest, but I do have pain, and pain that's under the surface or whatever. And that pain allows me to tap into the Holy Spirit and use that to speak and trying to make an impact on people's lives in a positive manner.
That is amazing right there. Dedrick, and I'm glad you brought up the speech impediment, and you also brought up mental health and what you struggle with, highlighting Mental Health Awareness Month that we just came out of, and et cetera. And it's so funny, you don't look like what you've been through. Some people may see you and put you on a pedestal because they see all the things that you have accomplished, but they haven't even went deep diving and scuba diving with you below sea level to really understand the birthing process that you went through in order to come out of the refining, because you are refined as gold. And you understand my play on words, because you also talk about refining in your book. And you and I connected on your book, the fire. Mm-hmm. Yes, the fire part, because, you know, fire can burn you, but it won't consume you if you think about the three Hebrew boys that were down in the pit. And when they looked mm-hmm. down, they said there was four people in there versus three, because the Holy Spirit was with them. But when we're going through our hell and we're going through the test in life, where sometimes we as human beings we ask ourselves and we also question God, why me? But then why not you? Because if God allowed you to go through it, isn't he going to bring you through it? Hence the word breakthrough. But sometimes so we could become mentally stronger and have that stamina, because he knows that he as for such a time as this, because if not, then we would not be the ones to walk through it in order for somebody else's to get free. So we're in chains mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But once those chains and shackles are off, then people who may not necessarily know God or believe in God, then their manifestation comes by us walking it out if we fight for ourselves and we allow God with us. Would you agree with that sentiment, Dedrick?
That's absolutely spot on and perfectly stated. I unequivocally agree with everything that you said, that everything that we go through is for a reason, is for a season, and is for a purpose. And generally speaking, those hard times are to build. We believe that they're for our bad, but they're only to tear us down so that God can build us back up. And that's the process of fire and refinement and everything. And, you know, when I look back on myself, who I was prior to 2014, prior to my trauma and everything, I thought that, you know, I was good or whatever, or I thought that I was doing pretty well or whatever. And looking back on it, I wasn't. I'm actually a better person and a better man through the thorn that I have in my flesh. And I can laugh at myself and say, you know, who was I to question God and to beg for him to remove the thorn from my flesh? I appreciate it now because it's given me perspective. It's given me a new mission and everything. And I had to be refined through the fire so that I could take up the mantle or take up the charge of what he wanted from me in life, so that I could move to new levels and try and help pull other people through new levels. So I wouldn't have been able to do that without having to actually walk through the fire like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, who you were referencing previously with respect to the three Hebrew boys. So, yes, I absolutely agree.
Yes. So you were not remiss, but you were redefined and repurposed in order for the... And on that note, we're going to go into our next track, y'all. By 2019, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, this jockey enshrining Honey Bee Olasky. Hit that beat, DJ.
On your mind, nothing's really going right, looking for a raise.
welcome back, We're My Overcomers tonight. This is a product of WBNN. This is Gem's segment, and I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, the host with the mostest. We are on air live from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And with me tonight is my guest of honor, Dedrick L. Moon. And we're talking about the power of overcoming and the power of not settling for limitations or settling in life. Dedrick, you with me? Let's rock and roll, buddy.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
You and I, before we went to the track, we were talking about we were not, because we are going to be redefined and repurposed due to the test that is now our testimony. And I want you and I to have a powerful conversation until our callers start calling in tonight. And I want you to ask me some questions, too, because you know about some of the challenges I have had to overcome. And I want to let the audience know that just because Dedrick and I may be on certain pedestals, I don't want y'all to think that we're any better or we don't struggle or whatnot, because we are all on this journey and this ride called life. And there's always going to be highs and lows, ups and downs, and et cetera. But how you deal with certain things is going to be your saving grace. And y'all, I have a surprise. I'm about to bring on the man behind it all real quick, DJ. Guess who it is? Brother O. I want you to come in hot like Andy Mineo.
Well, first of all, I got to say this to my man right now. First of all, D.Moon. You're one of the people that has encouraged me a lot on Facebook with your wonderful posts, okay? And you always come at folks, you know what I mean? If you like chitlins and hamburgers at the same time, then, you know, you're pressing on like Darth Vader. I mean, and that's something that always encouraged me, and I love you for that, bro. I mean, you are you really use social media in the right ways. You challenge folk, and I'm really proud of you, man. And like I said, you're going through what you've been going through. Who would know? And I love your transparency. That's all I got to say. I'm gone. Go ahead, Jessica. Go ahead with your interview. In cozy time. You hear me again?
Wait. Brother, let me ask you something before you go.
Mm-hmm.
You have had your own type of challenges or whatnot, and for you to be the host, the DJ, and have all these accolades, I want you to share something that helped you overcome as a young man in life, because I know I had you on Gems, the podcast, and you talked about gang back in the day, and people may not know that you were out in the streets doing your thing, gang banging, but look at where you are now. Can you just share a bit into your journey? And Dedrick, this is a surprise for you because you had no idea, I bet.
Not at all.
I mean, well, first of all, you know, it's not what you were, it's what you've become and what you're becoming. I'm just glad that a lot of people don't know my story. And you got a lot of tough guys out there. You got some nerds out there, too, to try to be tough, whatever. But you got to be yourself. I grew up in an environment that there was no other course but to, gangbang. You know, I was, Crip Nation. You know what I mean? You know, grew up, Nutty Black Crip, from, Kemp Avenue, Compton, California. And, bangs since the age of 11, carried guns at the age of 11. So you see these kids doing. These days, I was doing that in 1981 with no glorification on it. But I'm just telling you what it is. And people try you, but the people know who you are. You know what I mean? What I did for myself was educate myself. You know, I served my country, in the Coast Guard. Came home, got my degree in the service, my bachelor's degree in communications and journalism. Joined the Coast Guard because of Alex Haley, him being the first ever journalist, black or white, in Coast Guard's history. In 1987, that's what I wanted to do. And wrote a lot of papers, understand transcripts. That's why people can't fool me when they come on the air and try to be, not do their job. I can catch it right away. I can discern it right away. Coming out of the service, my dad was at that time not doing well, had congestive heart failure. And, trying to make sure he was okay. being raised by outstanding gentlemen. Pisces always made you, you know, critically think, and that's what saved me to this day. 2009, I acquired my master's degree in journalism and communications from, of course, the University of Southern California, fight on, and used my USC degree in 2013, finally, with the help of a young lady by the name of Ricky R. Jones. We started something called Halcyon Days Production that became Beverly Nation on the 4th of February. I wanted to be a mogul. I wanted to be a mentor. And I pledged in 2013 that I would have the greatest internet radio network of all time. Not only did I achieve it, I succeeded it. Look at the realm, and D-Dot, you follow me. Look at the realm of hosts and shows and topics that we've talked about and performed for over 10 years. You know, we've got to go into our Battle Network Stars, which is our middle of our fiscal year. And, you know, we used to have a lot of fun. But
yes,
through all those changes, you know, being a father, being a husband twice, happy to be a bachelor now. But, you know, just being honest, I praise, you know, praise the Almighty God for my first wife. She gave me my wonderful child, who's 20, goes to the University of California at Berkeley. We are rivals when it comes down to when USC plays, you know, Cal. I tell them, don't come in my house. Don't call me. We're enemies. that's it. You know what I mean? We're enemies. But after the game is over, then, you know, you can call me. But him going to a prestigious school, being an outstanding coronet artist, real proud of him, and, you know, doing his own thing, you know, being his own man. He's engaged to be married. These things I taught, and I always taught him, you know, be a better man than your dad. Be greater than your dad. I want him to exceed, you know, all challenges, to be able to be, you know, in excelsis, you know, to be a good husband, a good father to my grandchildren. These things that I, you know, instilled in him. I only have one child, so it's easy. A lot of people got 10 children. Hey, God bless y'all. I have one child. That's why I look as young as I do today. But, you know, it's a great feeling to be able to deal with people, to have different, you know, a variety of hosts here on our network. But it all came from, you know, a little ranch house on, you know, on Kemp Avenue, you know, West Compton, California. And proud of that, proud, send a shout out all the time to my family back home, my cousin Trafina, and my, you know, my second cousin Bilal, her son, you know, people, you know, people that support this network since 2013, my cousin Valerie Kenner, who lives in Port Arthur, Texas. I lost my cousin Patricia Scott, who lives in Port Arthur. Shout out to PA down there, PA, Bun B&M, who I know personally. RIP Chad Butler, a good friend of mine before he passed. And I met these people through my cousins, you know, when they were, you know, struggling during UGK. I know Houston, I hear you over there at H-Town. Shut up. But anyway, but I'm as proud of the man that God calls me to be today. Amen. Not called, because I'm still here. I just want to be an influence, you know, a good influence. No one's perfect. We all have bad days. But you got to be one thing that I always believe in is do your job. One thing I'm proud of is, you know, in 10 years, 3,468 episodes, I done missed a night. I'm proud of that. I've heard every one of those almost, you know, 3,500 shows. Heard every one of them. And I'm proud of that. And not too many producers can say that. Some people take off nights. I don't take off nights because I need to hear every show. I should be able to give you the best music ever. You'll never hear a DJ like me, ever. You know, call your mom. She'll tell you. You'll never hear another DJ like me.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's why I'm your mother and father's favorite. And I can do it all.
And you know
what,
we can. You know what, my brother?
But we can Ella Fitzgerald, and we can trap too. So it's all good. I'm sorry, I had to say that out loud.
Yes.
So go back to the interview. Enough about me. Stop playing. Bye.
Bye. So, Deidre, I wanted Brother O to come behind the scenes to share his story, because sometimes
when we are talking, sometimes there may be a young brother, a young man listening out there, and they may think that somebody's story doesn't resonate with them or we can't connect. So no matter if you're trapping, you're gangbanging or whatnot, God could still find you and use you no matter what your circumstances are. If you have a speech impediment, you are worthy. If you were gangbanging but you're trying to turn your life around, you are worthy. If you lost Absolutely. Your father, lost your mother, you are worthy. If you're a single dad, you are worthy. If you don't know where you're going in life, you are worthy. God could turn anything around in the blink of an eye. And I know some of you out there may not believe in God. You may be religious. God could turn, God, you know, he's so powerful. He could use a human vessel to speak a word to you, to impart life into you, where that life that's imparted inside of you can cause you to go from doing one thing over there to wanting to do a next. Or some people Amen. Say the universe, whatever you choose to believe in, I want you to know that your life is powerful and there is power in overcoming. It's not where you start, but it's where you finish. And as long as there's life and breath in your lungs and you're still breathing and you're still kicking, that means you still have purpose. I need you to stand up. I need you to rise up. And I need you to fight. Like the first song said of the night, I need you to fight for me. And on that note, Deidre, we have our first caller of the night. I want us to put our hands together and welcome caller number one. I want you to state your first and last name and where you're calling in from.
Hi, it's Ava Holly. I'm calling from right outside of Atlantic City, New Jersey. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm blessed. How about you?
Well, I'm doing blessed well, just Ava. To hear you. And how are you, Miss Genesis?
I am doing well, Ava. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Oh, sure. Want to support your show. And, you know, I wanted to share, I loved some of the things you said, like if God leads you to it, he leads you through it, you know. And so many people, no matter what they believe in, don't let go and let God or let whatever it is that happens to them move them to the next level, you know. It's amazing. Another cliche that I like is don't judge a book by its cover. So you said you may see somebody and you may not see anything going on with them, and yet they're either suffering or going through something underneath. So I'm so proud of both of you and Brother O for talking about things that we go through, because it's like you said, you can touch someone else with your story that, you know, your story may not resonate with someone. My story may not resonate with someone. Yet if it does with one person, that's one other person that you've helped along the way. And you're right, we're through this journey called life, and we're here to help each other. So I'm a recent cancer survivor, and that rocked my world. So I can relate to, you know, people don't even know sometimes what you're going through on the other side, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Deidre, do you want to ask Ava a question? She's also a host here on this station.
So, Ava, cancer in itself is a very difficult journey, and I think that everyone that survives it, whether it be testicular, breast cancer, throat cancer, whatever, you guys are heroes that don't wear capes. So that is where does your strength from, or where did the strength come through to be able to persevere through that journey, like that intestinal fortitude? Where did it come from? Did it come from your faith? Did it just come from not saying, hey, I'm not going to let this thing beat me? Just, you know, share that with us.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say, because all we can do is keep going. And I've always been the type of person that just doesn't know not to keep going. You know, maybe it was family bread. Of course it's faith. I'm very spiritual more than religious. Even though I do have a religion, I'm much more spiritual. And I talk to God every day, and I'm like, I know so many people that have gone through the same journey that I have. And my doctor said it's so common, and it's crazy to hear about all the different stories. I mean, thank God I haven't had too many setbacks. I had a few minor ones. Yet this recovery is long and hard. I still have 6 months to go. Yet According to everyone I see, you wouldn't know it to look at me. So I don't know where it comes from. I've just never known not to keep going. It's just what I do. And, you know, sometimes I got to learn to slow down a little bit. Yet, you know, I just keep going. I don't know. I mean, I guess you can say the same thing for yourself. You know, how did you get the strength? You just keep going. You know, what are you going to do? Just stop and sit and do nothing? I wish I could do that. But, you know, you gotta just keep moving forward is what I always tell everybody, and find what God is leading you to. Take a look at the signs around you. Learn to read the signs, and, you know, hopefully you move into better places as you get older and wiser, you know?
Yes, ma'am. I love that. I love that. And, you know, it's funny because it's more fun to keep going. It's more fun to keep going, fight through, and see the finish line than it is to just quit and say, I can't do this anymore. It sounds cliche, but you really find out in the end. And I'll give you an example. It correlates, but it's not. It correlates in that there's a they touch each other, but they're not the same. So, give you an example. I used to run races, at least one each year for the Susan Komen Foundation or whatever. And I did it several years in a row. And the reason being is because I have seen grandmas and everything that have survived breast cancer or whatever sorts of calls that I care about. But due to COVID and just life in general happening, I stopped running or whatever. Well, just recently, the Delta Sigma Theta sorority in my local area was doing a race where they were raising funds for mental health awareness and also for scholarship funds for high school seniors. And I said, you know, these are things that I care about or whatever, because obviously I have a high school age daughter, and also someone who suffers from mental health disorders or whatever. So I'm going to run this race. Despite not running a race in about three or four years, I'm going to give it a try. So about a week leading the race, I started going out and walking again, and I was at best just going 2 miles, and I was like, man, I'm tired. And this race is 5K, I don't know if I'm going to make it, but I'm going to at least try. So, so we get out there, and I'm running, and on the way down, it was mainly downhill. But on the way back, it was primarily uphill. And I said, you have got to be kidding me, once I got to the 2 mile mark. And I said, man, I have to go another mile uphill? You got to be kidding me. And I wanted to say, to heck with this, man, I quit, I'm going home, I'm not in shape for this, I should have trained for this or whatever, but, you know, people are relying on me. I said I could do it, I'm going to do it, even though I don't want to. My body is telling me no, but my mind is telling me keep going, keep going, keep going. And like the low engine that could, you know, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. I wasn't saying I think I can, but I'm saying I might be able to. So anyway, I ended up finishing the race, and when I got to the finish line, I looked at my time. I said, wait a minute, are you kidding me? I finished in 36 minutes? Wow, that's a shock. I thought it had been an hour. But anyway, the whole point is that I ended up having fun trying to make it up that hill and struggling up that hill despite not being in shape for it. And I said to myself, if I would have prepared for it, I probably would have ran it in my old time, which was like between 28 to 30 minutes or whatever. But I had fun on that struggle of that last mile. Now, it wasn't fun at the time.
Wow. You know, it's funny because I think our will to do something, our free will, our will to do it is stronger than anything else, because there are times when I don't know that I could – do that, what you did in a race like that, because there are times when you just can't physically do it, and then your mind takes over, and, you know, it's up to that free will whether you can do it or not, you know what I mean? And sometimes our will to pursue our life is stronger than our will in other areas. So I think it's a matter of looking at different things in different situations and seeing – challenging yourself, like you said. How strong can you be? Can you do this? Can you do that? And I think what we find in our own psyche and our own spirit will surprise us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree, y'all. And that's all about the power of overcoming and not settling for limitations, because some of the limitations may be I can't do it or my body is weak or whatnot, but that's a mindset. But when you don't settle for limitations, you're allowing the power of overcoming to let you have the power in life, because your life is so much bigger than certain limitations and certain downfalls. And, y'all, I'm so glad y'all talked about that example there, because I feel like someone in the audience needed to connect with that. And on that note, we're going to go into our next track. By 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey enshrinee, Honeybee Olasky, DJ, hit that beat.
You know what I've been through. Lost it all in my rich dues. Trouble, when it rains it blood. In my pain, no, it ain't all good. No, but I tell them this, I'm a witness that everything is made new. So tell them, dog, I ain't through. Feels like this fight just became a fight. Yeah, I'm in and ain't no way out. The pressure's on me, yeah, the pressure's on me. But tell them who ain't gon' crack, homie.
I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do.
Okay, life for most. We know that this is not paradise, but we swear it's tight when she wears it right. I feel the heat, that's Miami Vice. It's the rest of me to get the rest of me. So I'm burning for that, but ain't no turning me back. That's pressing me, and they testing me. To see me fail to give me help, so I be burning in that. Yeah, right. Life is an island, which means we trapped in that. But we cool cause the view's so nice and lax. And we don't feel the pain cause the laughing gas. For one blast of that, cool. And you'll forget that this pain is real. Yeah, but no matter how good it feels, man, this pain is the thing that kills. Man, I heard that, so I swerve back. Curve that until it curves back. Every time I feel that urge back, we cross paths before we merge that. It drives me crazy, but lately, man, I feel like I can make it. Guess last year I couldn't take it. In a strip, man, I can say this.
Can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do. Might walk on hard. I won't lose still. Got gotta go hard. But I ain't gotta do it myself. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Feeling like I can't lose. They ain't nothing I can't do. What you said, all that pain and gone in my head. Like that same power that saved me, can't raise me from the dead. They get me reading, thinking about keeping peace, but I wage a war on myself. I'm feeling myself, then I'm killing myself. I'm sipping on blood and I'm chewing on flesh. Just chill out, we don't wanna hear that mess. All that won't do that and I can't do this. Pain, death, hurt, hate, we done been through this. And I'm sure there's plenty more that I ain't been through yet. But I don't care though, bring on the heavy metal. I got a power living in me that will never settle. Never leave, never forsake, I'ma bleed, never break. I'ma die and come back with the keys to the safe. Got a piece sitting deep, so the things that I face can't erase. God's ink way clean with the paint, and I'm stained in it when the pain hit me. I was saying anything that you bring to me. The letters tell me what I can't do faithfully. The letters tell me what I can't do faithfully. The letters tell me what I can't do faithfully. I'm coming back from the dead, what you saying to me? I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do. Might walk on hard, I won't go still. Gotta go hard, but I ain't gotta do it myself. I can't do, there ain't nothing I can't do. Feeling like I can't lose, there ain't nothing I can't do.
There ain't nothing we can't do, y'all. I need y'all to come in hot like Tadashi. That is a Christian hip-hop artist, y'all. And the reason why I wanted to play that song tonight is because I believe all of us
tonight are resilient, and there's nothing we can't do. And remember, I said, as long as we are living and breathing and there's breath in our lungs, there's still work that we need to do. So listen to me loud and clear and get your head in the game. Stand the hell up and fight for what you want to achieve in life. You are on a mission, and you are here for a purpose and here for a reason. So I need you to shut the devil up tonight and let hell know that he's not going to have your mind, he's not going to have your will, he's not going to have your emotions, because you are coming in hot like Andy Mineo, and you are going to be a fire-stomping, hell-moving hell raiser that is taking life back by its balls. So I need you to be ballsy with me and stand up and rise up. Diedrich and I are here with you tonight, Brother O, and you heard Ava. So let me come in and reset the stage for y'all. We are on air live from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN. And I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, for this gem segment. We all have gems to share, y'all. And if you know me, you know I am a firecracker and force to be reckoned with. You may not know me personally, but you know me here on the airwaves, and I'm rocking and rolling with you. So I need you to press one and join the conversation and holla at Diedrich and I tonight. Say what's up, what's up, what's up? And let's overcome the power of overcoming as well as not settling in life, y'all. Diedrich, let's come in hot. What do you think about that song?
Song was perfect for the message. It really gave me encouragement, not only for the remainder of the evening, but also for the morning, too. And honestly, I probably won't be going to sleep because of that song.
So, Diedrich, the audience heard in your bio that you are an author, and I know you and your daughter are a powerhouse, and you recently got married not too long ago. So can you share any insights into what you have going on in the author world, or share about your book? Because that's near and dear to my heart, your first book, because you said, had you not read my book, Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace, you wouldn't have penned your book. But I think that you were going to pen your book. You just needed that push. And let me know if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, say Genesis, you hella wrong.
You're right and wrong at the same time. So my initial plans in life was that I would publish a book one day. And that book would basically be my autobiography. And it would take people through a journey of hurt, pain, confusion, and triumph. And what I was going to do, or my intent was, once my daughter was of age, like in college or so, or maybe even adult, I would sit her down and I would tell her her dad's story. And in doing so, my plan was basically, hey, this will be my legacy project or whatever. This is something that I'll leave to the world. And it would talk about, you know, how I grew up, and all of the hurt, pain, and confusion that I encountered along the way. And, you know, growing up without my dad and everything, and, you know, the effect that that had on me. And then it would take them through adulthood and the struggles and everything, and me having to go get therapy to learn how to forgive and forget and be able to move on and move forward. And then it was through with a positive ending or whatever, saying I ended up being a single parent or whatever for several years or for the remainder of my life. And that God, that everything that I went through was God's purpose by design or whatever, because he knew my future well before I did. And it was just going to be a gift to say, you know, look at your life, or look at your life through my eyes or whatever. Look at it through my lenses or whatever, and know that the pain and things that you're going through now won't last always. That was supposed to be the gift. But when I didn't feel like I was capable or adequate enough to be able to write that book or whatever. So my plan was that I would have my daughter write it, and I would basically be the source material, and she would be my ghostwriter. But after writing your book, I'm sorry, after reading your book, it gave me ideas, and it put all these ideas in my head and said, you know, I'm capable of doing this too. And it gave me the framework for being able to do it and being able to take that story or that long extended autobiography and break it down into smaller parts. So I started off with a memoir of which was The Unexpected Journey, Fire and Gold or whatever, part one. So I took people through a journey of, you know, single parenthood, dealing with bullying and things of that nature and so on and so forth, dealing with also working within a toxic work environment that was extremely retaliatory or whatever. Also introduced people to the framework of my trauma, which basically precipitated my mental health issues or whatever, and how I ended up having to fight for my career while also fighting for my daughter or whatever by the same token. And at the end of each chapter, leaving people with something positive to walk home through, saying basically within each chapter of life, there are going to be difficulties, but out of every difficult circumstance that we go through in life, there is some positive towards it. Storms produce rainbows. Rain produces rainbows and healing. And the same thing with storms. Darkness produces light or whatever. So look at it that way. Something beautiful is going to come from it. And then after I did that, I said, you know, I have to do something for the kids or whatever and do something for the girls or whatever and whatnot, particularly since I have a daughter. So from there, I then wrote and published Dear Daughter, A Love Story or whatever. And the purpose of that was basically to pour a little bit of a dad's love into the hearts of girls, because one of the biggest things is that us dads out here failing, particularly with our daughters. So I published that and gave it to my daughter as a gift on Valentine's Day, I believe, in 2022. And, you know, from there I said, you know, I still didn't feel like I was doing enough, so I got a little bit more. So the next book is one that's coming up. I haven't yet decided on my publication date as of yet, but this one is going to be one for young men, particularly young men that are growing up without their fathers, and it's using me, again, as the source material or whatever. And then the source material is kind of accurate to my life, but not fully. It's loosely based off of my life, like growing up as a fatherless child or whatever. And the point of it is to give children that are growing up without their fathers or even their mothers some hope and say, you know, it's okay. Something beautiful will come out on the end. And at the end of the day, the best father that we have is always there. He's always there. He always hears us. His ears are low enough that he can hear. His eyes are low enough that he can see. And Jesus tore the veil so that we can have access to him or whatever. So that book talks about that and takes everyone on a journey of, you know, this pain, how that pain was overcome, and how the titular character, Lamar, is walking into the beauty now. So that's another book that's coming up. My initial plan was I was going to release it on Father's Day of this year as a surprise, but after I thought about it, I said, you know, this may not be a good idea because some people may look at it as disrespectful to Father's Day, given that fathers are missing or whatever. So I decided I'll put it on hold for a little while, and I'm working on coming up with a new publication date for it. But on the surface level, it is not anything to be taken negatively. It is definitely a book of hope and inspiration or whatever. And then finally, you'll be the first one to hear this. After sitting down and talking about my mental health struggles and everything, I said, you know, I may even do a book on anxiety as well. So I started reporting a book about a little boy who struggles with anxiety and talking about how he overcomes it and how he dealt with it or whatever. So those are two projects that are coming up. And that one on anxiety, that will either release late this year or early sometime next year, probably during Mental Health Awareness Month or whatever. So short-term preview, long-term preview. So, but, yeah, your book was the framework for giving me the inspiration and encouragement that I needed to say, you know what, you have stories too. Stop being afraid to share them. Go ahead and share them with the world, because God didn't give you this thorn in the flesh so that you could keep it to yourself. He gave it to you so you could help people.
Yes, and thank you so much for sharing, Diedrick, because it is powerful, y'all. And all of those stories that you share, you know, go into the power of overcoming and also go into the power of not settling in life, because you didn't settle and keep the story inside, and you didn't settle and say, I'm not good enough to write it. You did the damn thing, and you overcame those limitations that you may have wanted to place on yourself, but you knew it was something that you needed to do. So thank you once again for just supporting my book, Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace, and you going out there and writing these books to help people out there, you know, whether they're going through it exactly the same, parallel, or whatever. When we lay down stories, it's not just for us and it's not about us, but it's about who is coming along besides, behind us, and future generations to come, because you never know how your story could catapult someone else's destiny. And on that note, we're going to go into our old school Wheels of Steel time with track next by 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey enshrinee, Honeybee Olasky.
This is called them. There's an anthem we sing at the church. We want to share it tonight.
overtakers, we have the victory. We are victorious. I dare you to lift your hands.
When praises go up, blessings fall down. Lord, I hope you got your praise and worship on during that song, or you Shabbat the Lord, or however you choose to praise the one that you believe in. That was our legend of our time, Reverend Pastor John B. Peakey from Durham, North Carolina, y'all. That was his home, his birthplace, y'all. Once again, that was Reverend Pastor John P. Key, y'all. You know, Brother O hit us with the oldie. And sometimes we got to take time to, you know, show reverence in, unto our God and the person that woke us up to see another day, the person that breathed life into us, the person that gave us the ability for our gifts and our talents, the ability to see, to talk, to walk, and all of our amazing gifts that he has bestowed onto each one of us. So y'all, with me, I believe, and I'm going to praise him because I know without him, where would I be? And you know the song, the old school song, it ain't Christian, but it's secular. Where would I be without my baby? You know I only think about you. Where would I be without God? He only thinks about me. Dietrich, we have caller two in queue next. I want you to welcome in our caller tonight, Dietrich.
Hello, hi.
Hey.
My name is Ricardo Rochelle. Hello?
Hey, Ricardo, how you doing today, fam?
I'm good. This is my first time, you know, tuned into the show. I just wanted to tell y'all, y'all doing a good job. I love or whatever, you know, I'm a believer, so I love when I get a chance to hear people talk about God. And one of the things that y'all was talking about earlier that I liked that y'all was talking about, the gist of what y'all was saying was, I think that a lot of people, like when they look at people and they see success, they don't always know like the grind or, you know, the 100 no's that they got. You get what I mean? And I always tell people, like, you know, if you want to take the success, you got to take the struggle as well. You get what I mean? So, and I like the things that y'all was talking about, you know, coming through the fire, about being refinement, I think you said. So, when I think about that, I think about, like, Job, when he talked about coming through the fire, and when he came out on the other side, it would be, you know, pure as gold. So it was a lot of stuff that y'all was saying, y'all was hitting on. So I just wanted to say I'm enjoying the show. And I feel like we need God. You get what I mean? Like, never before, especially during this time in history where, you know, where we living in these last days, we need God. So whenever I hear somebody talking about God, I get excited because I feel like we need it. And I feel like if people could talk about sex and they could be doing all type of, you know, LGBT stuff in schools and just all kind of stuff like guns and people killing each other. It's like when we talked about God or Jesus, it's just like people want to censor you, you know, when you could talk about everything else. So, you know, shout out to y'all.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, Ricardo. And I really want to tell you, I'm so glad you were able to call in and share your view. And I'm going to be remiss if I didn't say this because I have this homeboy down. He's from PA. Dietrich, I think you know who I'm gonna call out. And he always ends like some of his hype rooms and he's like, say his name. And I'm like, at first I didn't know what he meant. And he's like, God. And he's he's like the hype man, because whenever I first heard that, you didn't think that Kyle Jacko, that's his name, would say that at the end. But if you heard his testimony or whatnot, you will understand why he always ends on that note and say his name, God, because, you know, so many people could say so many other names, but then we as individuals, we feel ashamed to say the name of God whenever behind closed doors we could praise God, we could drop down, we could get on our knees and call out to God. Well, why can't we call out to God in the public's eyes and let people know that if he did it for us behind closed doors, he could do it for us out in the open? If we could get on our knees and Shabbat and cry out and consecrate ourselves and lay prostrate for the Lord, why can't we do it in public? Other people are, you know, announcing their religion and who they believe in public. Mm-hmm. Why do we as Christians and believers, why can't we have the same thing? There are religions that, you know, their jobs have to give them a space to pray, whether they're praying five times a day, whether it's a prayer room or et cetera. Why can't we rise up as believers and ask for the same thing? Are we too ashamed of God in the public eye that we denounce him in the public eye, but whenever the heat gets turned up, when we want to tap into him? And I feel like we all can be guilty of that, because in the beginning, sometimes I used to be ashamed. Whenever my dad was alive, and my dad, him and I, we went back like four flats on Cadillac. And coming up on my dad's third anniversary since he passed, and y'all may not know this, but Diedrich does, because we talk behind the scenes. You know, my dad, sometimes he would be in the store, whether we're in Kroger's or Walmart, and sometimes the Holy Spirit will lead him to minister to somebody. And I'm like, Dad, really, for real? Like, I just want to get my groceries and get out the store. But then I never knew that, you know, those were seeds planted, because you never know what somebody is going through, but a smile, an acknowledgement, or just a small conversation. And you don't have to be, like, riding downtown, listening to my Jesus beat and preaching to them. You could just say something small and just say, Jesus loves you, or Jesus sees you. And you never know how that could turn their entire world and day around. You just don't know, but you did your part, because God laid it on your heart to impart something on another man or woman that you came in connection with, because he used you to be a human vehicle.
I love what you said there, Genesis, and if I could take a moment, let me read something to you guys. So this actually goes into my devotional for the day, and it is called Courage to Stand for Jesus. In A.D. 155, the early church father, Polycarp, was threatened with death by fire for his faith in Christ. He replied, "For 86 years I have been a servant, and he has done me no wrong. And how can I now blaspheme my king who saved me?" Polycarp's response can be an inspiration for us when we face extreme trials because of our faith in Jesus, our king. Just hours before Jesus' death, Peter boldly pledged his allegiance to Jesus. "I will lay down my life for you, God." Jesus, who knew Peter better than he knew himself, replied, "Very truly, I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." However, after Jesus' resurrection, the same one who denied him began to serve him courageously and would eventually glorify him through his very own death. And then it simply asked, "Are you Polycarp or are you Peter?" Most of us, if we're being honest, are more like Peter, but for courage outage, a failure to speak or act audibly as a believer in Jesus. Such occasions, whether in classrooms, boardrooms, or break rooms, meeting, indelibly define us. When those failures occur, we must simply prayerfully dust ourselves off, turn back to Jesus, the one who died for us and lives for us. He'll help us to be faithful to him, courageously live for him, in daily and difficult places. So, Ricardo, you are so absolutely spot on with respect to, like, the council culture or whatever. It's like everything else is respected or whatever, because we could talk about guns, we could talk about politics, we could talk about salaries, we could talk about neighborhoods, we could talk about, you know, LGBTQIA issues or whatever, no disrespect to them, especially with it being Pride Month or whatever. But we can talk about pretty much anything that we want to, and it'd be almost considered a safe. But when we decide to talk about Jesus, it all of a sudden becomes problematic, forcing our religion upon other people and so on and so forth. And it's funny because, like, we're told to, we have to respect Muslim culture or whatever. Again, no disrespect. But when it comes to Jesus and talking about him and his sacrifices and him laying his life down for us, it all of a sudden becomes problematic, which is no surprise to me because the Pharisees didn't want, I mean, literally saw Jesus live and in action, and they didn't want him, and they rejected him because he told them that he was the Son of God, which he was, and also because he worked on the Sabbath and healing people and preaching to people. And unfortunately, that's the world that we live in, and the world just doesn't – unfortunately, the world doesn't want to be saved. And it's funny because that's why God hasn't come back yet. I mean, Jesus hasn't come back yet. He's trying to give us a chance to redeem ourselves, even though all signs point to us living in a time of revelation.
Come on.
I'm not going to open up those seven seals yet because I am still trying to save y'all despite already giving my life on the cross for you guys. So you're absolutely spot on, brother. And, you know, we do have to be brave like Genesis' dad or whatever and be willing to take a stand or whatever and being more like Polycarp as opposed to Peter and saying, you know, yes, I am a servant of Jesus. I am a father. He is my father. He is my everything. Greater is he that's in me than he that's within the world. We have to proclaim that, and we have to let our light shine, not through words, but through our actions.
And let me say this last thing. That's how you know that Jesus is a bad man, Majama, because just like, you know, just the name, you get what I'm saying? Like, they say demons tremble, and then it affects other people, you get what I mean? Like, not to be redundant, but you could say this God and Buddha and Muhammad and all of these other things, but when you start mentioning Jesus, it's like people is coming after you, you know? That's how you know that is a powerful man, you get what I mean? Like, so, shout out to Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? For us, you know, I believe everything doesn't happen for no reason. I believe God is intentional. So just even having this moment, you know what I mean, just glorify him, it's amazing. Shout out to Brother O just for us being able to have a platform where we could talk about how dope God is. And hopefully somebody that's listening to this show, hopefully this is a seed planted, or hopefully is a seed being watered. You get what I mean? Because people out here really struggling and people really out here hurting, and they need to know that it's a God that loves them past their pain, you know, and that God is personal. You know, he's personal. And I had to realize that with God, like, because when I remember, it was a time where I was so, like, religious, and I was having a religious experience with God, not realizing that I could have a relationship with him, you know, that he could be personal with me. So my prayer is just anybody out there, like, God is a real person. He's personal. Like, you can talk to him, you know, so I don't know. I get excited. I just start, you know, because God has been so good to me, and it's just like, it's times where I was younger, I was wilding. I'm still young, but I was wilding out, and I was running away from the calling. You get what I mean? I was running away because I was so young, and I wanted to have fun, like Jeremiah, you know? Like, I'm too young, and it's just like, you know, it's like, it's so crazy. Like, God will take you through the word, and you feel like, oh, you can't do this. Look at Moses. He was telling God, like, pick somebody else. But ain't it amazing, like, God to choose you, even though in the beginning he knew you was going to make all the mistakes you was going to make, and he still chose you. You know, he knew you was going to fall short. He knew you was going to lie, steep, chill. He knew you was going to fornicate. He knew what you was going to do. He still said, no, I chose you. So,
amen.
Yeah, shout out to Jesus Christ.
Yes. Like the song says, been so good to me, I can't tell it all. I really love to love to love you, Jesus. You've been so good to me, I can't tell it all. And God doesn't always call the ones that are pretty, prim, and proper. he will leave the 99 to find the 1%. So if you're listening tonight and you're that 1%, just know that he is looking for you. He sees you, and there's still value and purpose in your life. You don't have to have yourself all fixed up to be used. Your life is still meaningful, and you still have a valid purpose. None of us on this line tonight are perfect. We are all imperfect beings trying to become a better version of ourselves on a daily basis, and we're doing it by the power of overcoming, by the power of not settling for limitations, and the power of not settling in life. We are refining ourselves on a daily basis in order for redirection, for our purpose, for God to work in and through us in order for us to make this world a better place than we found it. And on that note, y'all, we're going to head into the next track by 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey enshrinee Honeybee Olasky. Hit that beat, DJ.
Anxiety is fear mixed with control. And when you can't control something, the only thing left to do is to rage.
I was feeling like my career was done. I was feeling like I was washed up. See, I got on that bus and I said, I'm gonna make this song just for me, and I don't care if nobody like it. And I had no producers out on the road with me, so I said, yo, I'm not gonna wait on nobody. I'm gonna make this beat myself. And that's when I had this little melody idea, and it came to my mind, so I recorded it with my voice. When I took that little recording of my voice and I put the distortion pedal on it, and I made it sound crazy, and I made it sound just like this.
Like this.
Ain't no way I'm giving up now. I ain't done.
it change. I know you think it'll always be the same. I wanna be full of potential again. But I ain't done.
Look, y'all, we ain't done. We ain't done. We still have a lot more work left to be done, y'all. So I want you to say it loud. No matter if somebody is around you and they look at you crazy, I need you to get loud with me and say, I ain't done. And I need you to say it louder. Y'all, I can't scream louder because my 10-month-old daughter is asleep, but I ain't done, and you shouldn't be done either because there's breath in your lungs. Say it loud, Diedrich.
I ain't done.
Woo! Yes. Those were some powerful lyrics, y'all. And now we're going into our final thoughts. So, Diedrich, what's your final thoughts based on the conversation we've had tonight? We talked about some powerful things, but I want you to share with the audience tonight your final thoughts on how the conversation went.
My final thought is, first, is that your pain doesn't become you. Your pain becomes somebody else. Or rather, someone else. And what I mean by that is that the purpose of it is so that you can use that pain as a vehicle to help pull someone else out of whatever they're going through. And that's the purpose of pain. God put us here as human beings so that we can help one another, uplift one another. And that's the reason why he didn't leave Adam in the Garden of Eden by himself. He gave him woman so that he could have a helpmeet to go walk with him through life. And that's not to say that just women are supposed to help men. It's to say that women are supposed to help women, men are supposed to help men, and vice versa. We're all put here so that we can be used, so that God can use us all together. And, you know, he's the church is his bride, I believe is how the scripture goes or whatever. But each one of us as members of the church, of the community, of the world, we all operate together to uplift him, uplift one another. And that's the whole purpose of everything. And, you know, the brother, I think his name was Rico. One of the key edicts that he said was, it actually just slipped my mind. Oh, I'm sorry. That we should be as willing to talk about Jesus as we are able and willing to talk about other things or whatever. And by doing that, we will help heal the world, and not only help heal the world, but help heal others. And remember that, you know, giving up, continue to fight on, and whatever you're going through, hold on to God's unchanging hand throughout the journey. And once you get to the top of that hill or the top of that mountain, look back and look at how far you've come. And when you look back, that's where you'll find the joy. That's where you'll find a reason to smile and laugh to say, look, I made it. And then you can share that story with someone else. And when you share that story with someone else, you will help encourage them by letting them know, hey, no matter what they're going through, they can make it too. And I hope that these conversations help touch someone, because they certainly help touch me in speaking with Ricardo, hearing his story, also hearing Brother O's story, knowing your story, Genesis, and the different gems that you've shared. Mm-hmm. So I definitely feel empowered and inspired, not only for, as I said, the evening, but mm-hmm. tomorrow as well. When I say tomorrow, I don't just mean June 6th. I mean tomorrow is in December the 31st, 2023.
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, Diedrich. And I just want to thank you for just coming on and sharing and holding space with me tonight and just opening up about mental health awareness, your anxiety, your author journey, and just talking about the things that you have gone through in life. And it's not going to stop here, y'all. And if you're interested in learning more about Diedrich's story and all the incredible things that he has going on, please reach out to him. Diedrich, share how they could connect with you.
I can be found on most social media platforms under DMoon78. That's actually Moon with an E. So it's DMoone 78. So you can find me on Twitter, Clubhouse, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Oh, and also Pinterest, all using that same handle. You'll find a variety of things. You'll find me passing off messages of encouragement, and you'll also find me just sharing other random nonsense. And the purpose of the other random nonsense is to just get us all to laugh and laugh together. And I believe that laughter helps heal the soul and soothe the soul. And once we can all laugh together, we can move mountains.
Yes, absolutely, y'all. So make sure you connect with Diedrich. Let's not make this a just one-stop conversation. Continue to follow us on our respective journeys and, you know, tap in. Let us know what you want to talk about and et cetera, because we are doing life together. None of us were created to do life alone. We were created to do life together in partnership, and collaboration is not the new competition. It is a new way of creating synergy. So I want you to keep that in mind whenever you think about somebody and you may be like, oh man, he's doing that or she's doing that. Remember, you can do it too. You just got to put your mind to it and don't allow what somebody else is going through or how they're securing their bag deter you or distract you from what your life's mission and purpose is. Because if you stay true to yourself and what you were born and created to do, you can have everything that your heart desires. And you don't have to get it being nasty, mean, and slimy. You could get it by being you, unapologetic, authentic, and just sticking true to your values, your morals, and your ethos, y'all. And for those of you who may not know me, I am Genesis Amaris Kemp. I was the host tonight, but I also have a podcast that's ranked in the top 2% globally. It's called Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. And the reason why it's called Gems is because we all have gems to share. I am always looking for brand ambassadors and sponsors. You can learn more info by connecting with me on social media by going to Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp on YouTube or on Instagram, Genesis Amaris Kemp, Genesis like the Bible, Amaris, A-M-A-R-I-S, last name Kemp, K-E-M-P, to learn more about me and what I have going on. And if you don't see me share something online, please respect my personal life because I'm not going to put everything on social media because, yes, it is media. We are meant to be social, but your whole life story does not need to be on social media, and that's just my personal purview. Y'all, so take it how you take it. And as Tabitha Brown says, and that's my business. So, Diedrich, I want you to, you and I heard some fire songs tonight. What song stood out to you the most?
John P. King. John P. King, because that's a song that my grandmother loved, and she used to play it every morning on Sundays. And I know it was a sneak in by Brother O. It wasn't playing, but it was right on time. And there's a, how do they say it? How does it go? Give me one second. Don't belabor the Holy Spirit, or don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Let the Spirit move you is one of the things that the pastors always say. So that in itself was perfectly right on time because it hit home for me. And the other one was simply Overcomer by Bandisa. You know, that's what we've been talking about all evening and all afternoon in some other places. But that's the whole message of this evening or whatever, is overcome, the strength to overcome, the power to overcome, and listening and hearing stories of people that have overcome. So it's a 1A and it's a 1B.
Thank you so much, Diedrich. And now we're going to go into Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I like the fact that Diedrich just said, and of course, Miss Jensen Morris Kemp, you know, I got another, you know, softball jab for you. You know what I mean? Because that's what I do. So you guys get a chance to sit back and relax because BBJ said, I told you so.
There's an old saying that every dog has his day. I want y'all to know, little Shum Shum, every child of God has his season. Right about now, it's all
yo, check it. It seems as if just yesterday I was doing bowling, surrounded by jokers who couldn't do nothing for me. I was broken in the face, living like a pauper. Poverty followed me everywhere like a stalker. Yo, native New Yorker, born in Brooklyn. Grew up in Jersey where you die if you look wrong. Hooked on something colossal.
Word of God.
Holy hip-hop.
God squad.
Original, general. title, representing these up, the eternal life kernel. I'm over like a hurdle, harder than the back of a turtle. Lyrics are healthy up the nervous. BBJ dirty, never profane, never X-rated and dirty, never ashamed.
Holy hot stuff.
Rock and soul, faithful. I'm awesome, holy, holy MCs, be grateful. Used to write songs and poems in the day room. Every music award show, yo, I stay tuned. Word of God is true as I grew, just made room. No doubt, rejection was a show thing. Never get love until you doing your thing. You know how it is around ghetto kids hype. Till you shine in black and white in the wind. Made a lot of rap fizz when I dropped mine. A lot of cats did all they could to stop mine. Recognize, yo, you can't stop the shine or the glow. Ice so nice, I make living look pro. Show your ride of the center. I'm a holy hustler, Baptist buster.
Nation work will survive. I told you so, didn't I? Anyway, congratulations tonight, man, for an outstanding show by Jensen Marsh Camp and the wonderful, outstanding Mr. Dietrich L. Moon, like a personal friend, Facebook person, man, and just a real dude, man, a real one. You get a chance to, you know, follow him on Facebook. He will give you some, you know, real smiles for your day, for your journey. When he talked about, man, people that like candy corn are children of the corn. And I said it, and I said, okay, what the world is he talking about? But he's always saying some crazy stuff, man, and I love it. So, and not only that, this is the type of man he is, and he showed you that tonight, just the breadth of who he is as a human being who loves. Talked about his grandma, listening to John P. Key, and I didn't know that. But, you know, the Spirit always calls the right song for the right time. But, you know, I thought I told you so, didn't I? Didn't I tell you that Better Days would be the bomb? You'd be all right. Tomorrow night, right back on these outstanding platforms. Also, I want to give a shout-out to not only, you know, Angela Thomas is doing a great job with her network over there at the Crew Podcast, but as well as E. Davis today started her own podcast. E. Davis show, and I'm so proud of her. She listened to my instruction, and now, you know, go to Oladele Malay Wengozi and Facebook and listen to her show. Also, subscribe to her on YouTube, okay? E. Davis show. Go subscribe, man. Help her out. Just like you help Angie, help E. Davis. We are bringing up the next champions. We're not just people. We're not just building people to be a WBA. We're building them to do their own thing, you know what I mean, and be able to become moguls on their own right and own their propriety situation. So we're proud of that. And, of course, tomorrow night we come back home with another young man who understands social media as well. The 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, the outstanding legend of this network, Mr. Terrence Strip, and Know Your Rights. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time, right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Ola Dele Nile Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions I want for program tonight, Ola Dele, that goes with my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Nile Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, supporters on a constant basis, now back to Belly Nation's class of 2021, the outstanding podcast genius herself, who has her own podcast when she came on the WBNN. She needed to be taught, but you know, I'm still the mentor, but she's still doing her thing. The outstanding Genesis Amaris Camp, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in and rocking out with Dedrick L. Moon and myself tonight, as well as the guests I called in. Shout out to Ava Hawley. Shout out to Ricardo. Shout out to Brother O and everyone that came on air tonight. And those of you that were listening that did not press one, but hopefully you press one next time we're on air. And just rock out with us. I want to let each one of you know once again, as long as there is breath in your lungs, you still have a mission and purpose to fulfill while you are here on earth. You are an overcomer, and you don't need anybody to validate who you are. You are great. You are a badass. You are incredible. You are awesome. You are a world changer, and you can achieve your greatest potential. So don't let nobody in hell tell you what you can't become and what you can't do. Those are haters. And like the movie says, you should let your haters be your motivators. Okay, okay, okay. Yes. And I am Genesis Amaris Kemp. Please check out my show. It's available on 40-plus audio platforms, Gems with the Genesis Amaris Kemp, and it's currently ranked in the top 2% globally. And help me reach that 1%, y'all. I'm not trying to be the next Joe Rogan. I'm just trying to be Genesis and do me, baby boo. So holla at your girl. And my core pillars are focused on education, motivation, and inspiration, while also weaving in the need for diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, because it takes all of us coming together to make this world a better place. And if you want to know more about Dedrick Moon, he's been on the podcast, so you can hear his story. If you want to know more about Brother O's testimony that he shared, I've interviewed him on the podcast. So go out and look for both of their stories, and you can learn a little bit more about both of these phenomenal men who are doing their own damn thing and don't need nobody to co-sign and validate them. So if they can do it, you can do it too. Rise up and be the man and woman that you were called to. Destiny is here, and destiny needs you to make your mark on this world. And if you're interested in collaborating with me, connect with me on Instagram or any other social media platform. That's Genesis Amaris Kemp. And yes, I am looking for brand sponsors. It is paid sponsorship. Everybody has to secure the bag and make bread. And if you want to just, you know, just say, Genesis, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, feedback is a gift, and it's going to help each one of us. And Dedrick, my guest of honor, I want you to close us out with a quote tonight for the audience. Dedrick?
Sorry, I couldn't find my mute button. That's an excellent question as far as closing out with a quote. I don't really have one that comes to mind right now. Actually, yes, I do. Just know that through God, all things are possible. and that you can overcome anything in life, and that he didn't put us here so that we could be failures. He put us here so that we could be overcomers and so that we could pass the message of his kingdom. I'm sorry, of his kingdom and glory. Matthew 28:13 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost." So whatever challenges that you overcome, know that they're not by your own design. They're by God's design and by God's purpose so that he can get the glory, specifically those things that, you know, seem impossible to overcome through human odds or whatever. So it's not by my will or by my abilities that I've been able to properly manage my anxieties and my panic and agoraphobia. Is through God's design that I'm able to manage it. He put the will within me to be able to fight on. He put the words within the therapist so that they could help me and help me learn how to manage it. And he also put the words within my mouth, as he did with Joshua, and helping me to be able to overcome and manage my speech impediment or whatever. So the biggest thing is, you know, again, just to summarize everything, through God, all things are possible. So hold on to his unchanging hand and watch him guide you through, watch him guide you through whatever you're going through. And it won't be on your time. It'll be in his time.
Heard you were up all night, thinking about how your world ain't right, and you wonder if things will ever get better.